Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Real talk. Friday Night Cypher. What's up, people? How y'all doing? I got my beautiful co-host, Hot Chocolate, rocking with me tonight. What's up, Hot Chocolate?
What's good, everybody? TGIF. We finally make it to the weekend. And it feels fantastic to be here.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, thank y'all for joining us tonight. It's a Friday Night Cypher. You know how we do. We're just going to be recapping some news and entertainment, bringing you some hot music, and, you know, of course, our beautiful commentary. You know, I mean, nobody can match that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can match that at all. I think I'm going to start out with, I'm feeling kind of funky tonight. How are you feeling music-wise? You want to get down with the get down, or you want to rock out tonight?
Oh, you know how I do. Let's rock out.
Well, I think, you know, depending on how things go, you know, I might be able to start off with some hot. So, you know.
Let's do it.
I would love to.
Is the board holding you hostage again?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, anyway, how was your week?
The week was good, man. Like I said, happy to make it to the weekend. It's beautiful here in Plant City, Florida. Just about under 90 degrees. I want to say 88 degrees. Blue skies. Perfect for Florida. You know, all of you sun worshipers, the beach was calling you, I know. Sounds of the waves crashing, pina colada in your hand next to you, sunglasses on your face, relax.
Somebody need to send me a plane ticket. I'm in the wrong spot.
You know what? I'm sure it was beautiful in Charlotte as well.
Yeah, it was nice and pretty out. They said it was gonna it wasn't gonna last though. That we're supposed to be getting a cold front slamming through here, and yeah. It was like 74 today. And it's,
that's
kind of...
It's not that bad.
It's not bad at all. Well, you know, Charlotte, we get beautiful weather, right? And it doesn't stay cold long. But then it's funny because it's like when the cold comes in, it kind of lingers for a little bit. And, yeah. But it's like it seems like it should be warmer. How about that? It should be warmer by this time of year.
Based on the time of year it is, yeah, I can remember
right.
that.
Yeah, it should be. I'm blank over here, and the board is holding us hostage, and
oh
I might have
goodness.
To end up singing you guys a song.
No, please, anything but no, board, please. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Tell us how your week was. You want to get something off your chest. Somebody's getting on your nerves at work. Tell us about it.
Is anybody getting on your nerves at work?
Yes. But I am thankful to have my 9-to-5. Don't get me wrong. I'm very, thankful, and I know I'm blessed, especially in this economy, to have a job. But, it gets hard to relate to people who ask for things who may not necessarily deserve them. You know, everyone feels that they deserve something, as far as their pain and suffering and what they went through, and it's hard to measure that when it's not you experiencing
right.
the situation.
Yeah.
So when people ask you, well, what do you think it's worth? Or, you know, what are you going to do for me? Or what do you think I should have? I can't tell you what I think you should have. You tell me what you think you should have. And
well, see,
that's,
you know,
that's
what,
when it gets sticky.
Well, yeah, because it's like you ask somebody to, like, for instance, my own situation, matter of fact, if they, when I go to the doctor and they ask me, what's your pain level? And, you know, I'm like, that's a matter of perspective. I mean,
right.
You know, your 6 or 8 might not be my 6 or 8. You know,
right.
My pain tolerance at this point, if it wasn't already high, it's high now, you know.
Yeah, that's very hard to say.
Yeah, because, I, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, I try to ignore so I can maintain, you know, you got to.
Right.
And then this, I'm 3 years in, so I'm still a newbie to this pain crap. But I do know it'll just be, you know, lifetime. I just don't have a, you know, an end date.
Definitely hope that's not the situation. But, you know, again, it does get hard to measure when someone else is asking you to try and tell you or tell them what, you know, you feel your pain or your situation is worth.
Yeah, because, again, I could say every day that I go there, it's a 6 or 8, but then they still say, oh, okay, well, this is what we'll do. We'll send you to another doctor.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. I don't want to talk about my doctor episodes all damn night.
Oh, no.
You know, but, I still have a blank screen over
here.
Okay,
well, while you're working on that, we'll go ahead and get into a couple of topics, and hopefully, you know, the board will release you from its grasp sometime soon. But we'll start off with, on a serious note, again, we're still praying for all our friends in Boston who were affected so unnecessarily and so tragically by the events of the Boston Marathon. Definitely, you know, praying for a quick recovery and normalcy, you know, for you all once again soon. But to touch on a little bit of news from that, the surviving suspect, and I always say his name wrong, so I'm going to try and say it right tonight. Sarnaev, I think I said that right. But he was moved from the local hospital where it was a little bit of controversy because he was actually treated at the same hospital where some of the victims were treated. And he was recently moved earlier today to another location where he's being held. And seems as though he is giving up a little bit more information about the situation and what was to happen with those bombings. And shouts out again to, you know, law enforcement and the feds for being on that and actually thwarting another extension of this, which was to be an attempted bombing on Times Square, where they found 6 people, 6. More bombs, including another one that was made just like the one with the pressure cooker that's allegedly a part of the Boston Marathon bombing. So, yeah, that's
crazy.
That's very crazy, and it's going to be a long time before, you know, probably.
I think before we get, like, all the answers. Right.
Yeah, all the answers, and even people can get back to normal and just, you know, it's hard when you deal with a major situation like that.
Right. Well, you know what? I want to get back into that when we come back from some music. I'm going to bless y'all with one of my favorite, Nas, The Don. Check y'all out on the other side of this. We'll talk about this travesty in Boston. I don't want to talk, you know, too less about it. I don't want to talk too much about it because it's going to be in the news for a while. But on the other side of this, TM Hyman Radio Live, we love you.
New York girl, them a mad overweight. 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 My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo, grossing that neck simultaneous.
obviously making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness, that mean you wouldn't look back, but you would have sex on condominium roof decks. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rockin' Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but... With a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Past that, not you. You hold cracks in your abstract. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cutting cool with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet. Baccarat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean. No codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave this beat to Salam for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island. The cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens. It's all about surviving. Same old two step, try to stay alive. When they be out robbing, I've been out rhyming. Since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto choker, mommy popping like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don't shit, under fire I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, super cat the Don Dada. Understood.
Yeah, boy, TM Hammer Radio Live. That was Nas with the Don in your Friday night cipher.
Yeah.
I love Nas. I'm telling you, like, he's a timeless artist to me. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I just get so upset when he has these dumbass discussions about who's the best. It's like everybody's the best in their own right. Like, everybody holds their own. Jay has his own lane. Nas has his. Who else is good? Drake, he has his own lane. I don't like.
Yes, I agree with Lanes in the fact that everyone is not a true hip-hop artist. Some people are rappers, some people are entertainers. You know, there are elements to this thing that we live and breathe called hip-hop. And, you know, some facets of them, some people have more of them than others. And that's what makes them shine brighter. And some people lack true depth of lyric.
Right.
And that, to me, is a major component of a true hip-hop artist. So that's just my opinion.
Well, and I agree with you. You know, it's content. I mean, you have your party songs, you know, that clearly people love to death that are the most dumbest. Like, what's his name? Trinidad James.
I respect individuality and creativity, but I do not care for his particular brand. But that's just my opinion as well.
Sorry.
And
yeah,
you can hear it, but you won't hear it on my night.
You're not going to hear it on mine either. And if you do, it's because I ain't touching nothing. I had nothing to do with it.
Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to pick his brain just to see what the method to his madness was when it came to his branding and his persona per se. I would love to know what came to mind what his thought process was behind that.
I want attention.
Well, yeah, that too. You know,
I got to stand out. That's what I think it was.
Yeah, you have to stand out. You have to be individual. You have to be shocking, I think, now in this era and when you're thinking of marketing yourself
as an artist.
Right,
you have to go above and beyond.
Right. And that, to me, stands even more on the basis that you're not a true lyricist. Like, you can't entertain me other than buffoonery ways that are making me look at you. So while I'm looking at you, I guess I have to listen to you because I'm looking at you for so long trying to figure out why I'm looking at you.
I thought, do you know that the first time I saw his video, like All Gold, everything,
mm-hmm.
I'm so serious. I thought it was one of those, like a spoof.
I did
some
too.
Song.
I did too.
And I honestly did.
I
was like, well, what song are they spoofing? I don't get it, right? And then it actually showed a name, and I was like, oh, okay, so this is supposed to be like a comedian's thing, right? It has to be.
I'm going to tell you what I thought it was, and I mean no disrespect to this particular individual who I'm getting ready to reference. However, I thought it was something, you know, 50 Tyson-ish. You know, you know, I don't know.
Right, I thought it was another one of those. I want to get out there and I want to see who I can entertain. This is for laughs and jokes. I didn't know that they were serious.
Well, apparently he is, to the tune of a $2 million deal with Def Jam Records. So.
Right,
moving on.
And I think they wasted their money. And I'm going to leave it at that. I
would have to agree. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so there was some more that you wanted to touch on about the events with the Boston Marathon?
Yes, because, you know, the parents, that's what I'm interested in. This is like the mother's already here. The father was supposed to be getting here today, you know, to the United States when I say here.
Right.
The mother and the father are saying, you know, that the kids were set up by the government. And, well, you know me, I'm kind of open to everybody's opinion. I really don't judge people. I do question things, but not in a judgmental fashion. Unless it's just, like, irrational to me. And not a lot of things are irrational. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh.
Yeah.
But the parents are standing fast with our children were set up. Because of, you know, they needed a fall guy, and they found those two. They happened to be, you know, 10 years here. They were immigrants from Chechnya, and they're being picked on.
I don't know. I mean, as a parent, I can empathize with her in the fact that you never want to think that your children are capable of doing something as heinous as what they're accused of doing or carrying out. But the evidence that I've seen thus far it speaks volumes. Like, there would have to be a lot of very solid explanations for you to be able to explain what my eyes are not seeing, or what you know, she wants the world to believe that our eyes are not seeing in, you know, the video footage from some of the establishments and businesses around the area where the finish line of the Boston Marathon was.
The components of
the bombs in their possession, the carjacking, you know, what's all that about?
Right. I don't know. But I know conspiracy theorists are having a ball with this one.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not negating anybody's point of view because I wasn't there, you know. And the thing that, this may sound a little weird because we are in the media, but I think, because of the situations that I've seen myself, versus what has been put, you know, in the media, right?
Right.
I just know that unless you're, a lot of times, again, it comes down to perspective, and it depends on what's put out there. It's not always what it seems when it goes to the, when it comes to the media.
And that's true too.
You see what I'm saying? It's because it's like one of those. If I had enough power, and if I had the right, you know, equipment and the right backing or what have you, there are things that I could put together to make it seem, you know, like X, Y, and Z. Not necessarily with the Boston, not the Boston situation, but there are a lot of situations that the media will only hone in on the negative of a story to sensationalize it, and then it spreads like wildfire. It's almost like the telephone game. By the end of it, you're not really sure what the facts are, you know. And I just think that it's going to take a minute before we find out, you know, if they really were the only ones involved, you know, if something else was going on at the same time. Like, what was the point of blowing up the Boston Marathon? Like, what was that signifying? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that, what made that day the day? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who were your targets, really? It couldn't have just been Americans, because just Americans weren't out there. You know, so that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't like a cultural festivity that was going on. It was a tradition that was going on.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, what was the point? But guess what? I want to hear They Burn Me by 50 Cent. And it's a beautiful song to me. Because, and I'm quite sure that a lot of people can relate. But on the other side of this, yo, thank you for rocking with us on TM Hyman Radio Live, Friday Night Cypher. Yeah, we'll talk about some more news on the other side of this. Yeah.
Look at what they did to me. They burned me. They turned me into an animal. They flipped, son. They burned me to the first degree. Me, son, they hurt me. I looked out for the motherfuckers. They burned me. I was good, now I'm bad. See, they done turned me into a monster. I can't believe they burned me. I showed them love, they showed me hate. They burned me. Now I'm heartless, your pain don't concern me. I got so many enemies, so many memories, so many flashbacks. We used to be friends. Sugar turned to shit, people just changed. They keep pushing a nigga to the hammer, go bang. You violate our will, let that motherfucker rain. Feels like money came and more money came, and niggas start foaming out their mouth, growing fangs now. When did I become the savior of the hood? Look, homie, you don't know me, I wouldn't save you if I could. I sacrifice the suckers and they change me. I'm angry, they selfish, all they want is what they want, so they blame me.
Wow.
Like it's all my fault, they ain't kicked up. You a grown-ass man, damn, when you gon' wake up? Turn 7 to 14, 14 to 28, I'm older 62. Nigga, get up your weight, learn how to duck the jig, stack the paper, then you straight. I try to help a nigga eat, man, it's hard out on the street, cause I'm kinda think I'm weak.
They
see the way I grind, and they like the way I shine, they want paper like mine. Man, they be on some shit, when they tryna hit a lick, man, a motherfucker flip. You think they won't trip, cause you helped them from the rip, they ain't loyal to shit. She called the cops on me. I don't love her like I used to. Try to fix what was wrong. Guess it hurts cause I'm gone. My son, he loved me, but she trying to poison his mind. Acting like everything they got ain't come from my grind. I say a prayer for her like, God, please change your heart. All the hatred at one time is tearing me apart. Man, I ain't looking for trouble, I'm looking for blessings. But ever since the money came, me, I've been stressing. Got my ass kicked for being kind, I can't trust nobody. The closer they get to me, the more they take from me. Man, I'm giving all I got to give, I'm trying to live. They look at me, their eyes got dollar signs. They want the kid to give it all up, fall apart, break down. I ain't got much left, what they want to take now. My life, I got so much more to offer. I'ma make them watch me be number one till I'm done. I try to help a nigga eat, man, it's hard out on the street, cause I'm trying to think I'm weak.
They
see the way I grind, and they like the way I shine, they want paper like mine. Man, they be on these shit when they tryna hit a lick. Man, a motherfucker flip.
They burn me.
You think they won't trip, cause you helped them from the rip. They ain't loyal to shit.
They bringing me all the way down.
We're back. Friday Night Cypher, baby. Yo, did you watch anything? I mean, do you follow sports, Regina?
I do.
Okay. So, did you check out the draft?
A portion of it, yes. The draft is always way too long for me. I don't understand why the draft has to last 4 or 5 days, but I guess there are that many good athletes that are prospects. Okay. So, no, I fell asleep.
I know that's right. The one thing I know that was a surprise was the fact, like, was it Manti Te'o? He wasn't even picked up. Like,
he
was the number one pick at one point.
I can't say that I don't think all of the craziness with the fake girlfriend didn't play a role in that. I would really hate to think that the stellar athlete that he is being overshadowed by that really crazy and I'm not going to say unexplainable because there's some sort of explanation for it. We just
right.
don't know what it was.
I don't think that he should have been. Yeah, I think that, you know, that situation is what kept him from being picked, you know. And then to that last game that they had where – I think it was like a playoff game or something, and he didn't show that number one pick style during that
right.
game, you know.
Right.
But then at the same time, look at what was going on. So I don't know if it's a standpoint of him being naive
uh-huh.
as a negative factor or the fact that it's too new. It's still too new,
right.
even though
right.
to us, you know, things have happened and pushed that out of a lot of people's mind until it's brought up. But in the sports world, that's something that's going to follow him for a long time. So
yeah,
it's like, and a lot of those guys are young, so you know, the jokes and the the bashing would happen early.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So he might not be getting that from his current teammates or what have you, but.
I have two more draft updates. The Giants take defensive tackle Hankins in the second round. Ohio State tackle Jonathan Hankins, 6'2", 325, and he's described as having an every down player. For the Buckeyes this past season starting all 12 games. So that sounds like a good look for the Giants. The Redskins take, David Amerson of North Carolina State in the second round today, improving their secondary that was ranked 30th in the NFL against the pass last year. He is a cornerback that is 6'1", 205 pounds, and set a single-season Atlantic Coast Conference record with 13 interceptions in 2011, and also won the Jack Tatum Award as the nation's top defensive back. That sounds like a good look there, too. So all you Redskin fans that I generally don't even really deal with during the season, that may be good look for you all. You're going to need it against us, but I digress yet again.
I know, that's right.
Flip my hair.
Well, Miami, the biggest trades that are being shown are the Miami trading up to number three, Deion Jordan. He's an outside linebacker. And then, what was it, St. Louis moved up to get Austin. And then the 49ers, they got to get the 18th pick.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, how did they do that? I don't know. But
wow.
Yeah. And then Atlanta, they got Desmond Trufant. He was up for grabs too between Atlanta and St. Louis. So
okay, that's true.
Yeah. So I don't
know.
I think it's drawn out. I mean, when you were saying like it's a 4-day long deal or whatever, I think it's
I think
I don't know if you played sports in high school or whatever.
I did.
But I was like, it's like them taking, when they used to put the cuts up on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go see if you made the team or not.
That's one day.
Like, they made that a drawn out thing. I was like, they just took the list on the wall to a new,
all new level for sure. Basketball news a little bit to switch the subject. I had a severe meltdown in my house. I don't know if it was heard across the nation. The cry from Oklahoma City fans that their golden boy is hurt with a torn meniscus, and it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
Are you talking about Westbrook?
AKA Mr. Question Mark of Fashion. I'm going to just leave it at that. But,
yes, he is not afraid to show out. On the court also. That's the one thing that I'm like, leave him alone. He's a baller. Period.
Well, he is, but some of his stylist needs to be fired.
I don't think he has one.
He may need to acquire one. Maybe we need to send a fashionista coordinator in his way, and Archie and Keisha can help him out, because them tight tangerine-colored pants that he wears, they don't scream NBA to me. But then again, that's Italian, couture fashion, and maybe I'm not on his fashion level because I can't afford it. I don't know. But I don't like it. Me no like it.
It does give him a sense of femininity.
Some
women like that. I wanted a man that was more feminine than I was, but then when I got him, it's just like, no, I didn't mean like that.
That's definitely another show. Definitely another show.
You gotta love it. You just gotta love it.
Yeah. Friday Night Cypher. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It is 9:33 here on the East Coast in Itty Bitty Plant City, and it is 6:33 in the West Coast. Shout out to all my Cali people out there. I know y'all are having a beautiful day in Southern California as well.
Yes. How about this? Bright lights and bigger city, CeeLo Green. Love ya.
Who's that?
We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate here in Itty Bitty Plant City. She is Madam CeeLo Boston holding it down in Charlotte, North Carolina. The General TM Hyman is holding it down in Dallas, taking care of some business like he does. And hopefully he will check in before the end of the hour. Right now it is 9:37 p.m. and we're going to keep it moving with this Friday Night Cypher, good news and entertainment. And I found a crazy, crazy story about technology, people. Now, anybody that knows me knows that I try, operative word, to stay up on, you know, the latest gadgets and technology and things of that nature. But this one right here got past me. Apparently, Google has created a pair of glasses called Google Glass that are designed for perfectly acceptable use, as they say, for capturing your point of view while mountain biking or skateboarding or skydiving, you know, anything that you want direct point of view access and, you know, tight shots and action, things like that. But what happens when you walk into a public restroom wearing Google's futuristic head-mounted gadget? Are you in danger of getting your skull cracked in? Well, according to Yahoo News, the prominent tech blogger Robert Scoble, I think you say, says no. He is one of the first owners of the pair of glasses that are called Google Glass Explorer Edition. And he doesn't seem to get any adverse reactions at all. So when I hear that, to me, that seems as though, one, most people that encounter him are like me that just think, oh, it's a fancy pair of glasses. He's got, you know, maybe it's a TV on the glasses or something, because it looks like a pair of glasses, but you can see an extension, just a little something that's off of the side of the actual frame. That I believe, you know, of course, is the camera that's giving you all of these panoramic and action shots and things of that nature. But the average person isn't going to know that these are a pair of Google glasses that are capable of recording either at a voice command or by you touching the actual glass frame. So have you heard of this, D-Lo? Am I the one that's slow when I haven't, you know, I don't know what's going on here?
No, you are. That's why I'm not even saying anything, because this is new to me. That's why I haven't said anything. Like, I'm over here quiet because I'm learning right this moment. Because I have no idea. I'm like,
when I ran across a story, I was kind of dumbfounded myself, with sitting with my eyes bulging and my mouth open, like, seriously. And I don't doubt that that's where we are creatively in the way of technology and things like that, because it's crazy. This is something I'm sure that they've had in the works for a long time. This may even be a model that is a second or a third generation. I'm just slow in hearing about this and, you know, ran across a news story today. But it did pose a very important question of when it's going to cross the line of invading someone's privacy.
I'm in awe. Like, how... Ooh, glasses?
Yeah.
I can only imagine, you know, how. Yeah, I mean, like, who would get those, you know? Like, would it be more? Who would it be
like,
more?
Like I said, it's for your average person who, I'm not going to say average person because the average person isn't going to have this, but it's for your explorer, quote-unquote, type of person who wants to capture point of view, photographs while doing outdoor activities such as mountain biking, skateboarding, or diving.
Okay. Well, you know, good luck, people. I'm not. I'm nervous about that.
Yeah, me too.
Next thing you know, they'll have what I'm looking at on the screen, and I'm good. I think they may already have that, but I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, I don't doubt that they already have that.
Yeah, I don't want it to, you know, I'm still not even comfortable with the webcam. How about that?
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't even deal with that. Well, look, I had this weird story that, and, you know,
I hate it when adults take advantage of their position with children. But this one is a little weird because this is in Brooklyn, okay, first and foremost, let's start out with that. But a special education teacher, she was arrested yesterday after she admitted having sex with a student last year. And guess how old he was?
I'm afraid
15.
To ask.
He was 15.
Oh, my God.
And she was 33. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she, you know, works at this high school or whatever in Canarsie. And she was busted outside of her home on charges of including rape, criminal sexual acts, and sexual abuse. And the boy is now 16, but they're saying that the student also confessed to the sex romps. You know, and that's how the story says it, sex romps. Like, what?
That's
now, they're seeking to terminate Miss Evelyn Rogers, and she was making $54,000 a year, and you're touching on kids. I mean, like, really? You couldn't have bought you a doll or something?
Yeah, and not even the point of the amount of money that she was making, although that is a decent salary, but the fact is that someone is entrusting their child with special needs in your care, and you're doing something as disgusting as that to a child who is not in their right mind and cannot viably defend themselves from you. That's what I feel is disgusting.
Right. And it's crazy because from that male point of view, that point of view that, the ego male.
Right.
You know, where it's like, well, who wouldn't want an older woman touching on them? Or, you know, you must be crazy to, you know, tell that you messing that up, you know. It's like they're not even paying attention to the psychological. That could cause that young man trust issues if he didn't already
exactly.
have.
And that's, you know, just the surface of the issues that it'll cause.
Exactly. Think about the woman that he meets, you know, maybe a couple years from now that, you know, he may want to get close to but can't because he don't trust women.
Right.
You know, people don't look at stuff like that. And it's like, how can't you think of that? When I don't care how cute. I have seen teenage boys that I have looked at and yes said, boy, if you was 18, even 21, let's roll with 21.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know,
we all, as grown women and men,
make comments.
I'm grown, and you cute to me. I'm gonna touch you. No.
That's right.
But you may get a comment of, hit me up when you're 21.
No, see, my comment is, oh my God, you are such a handsome young man. Your father must be gorgeous.
Or his mama. I didn't see.
Listen,
I
personally am not interested in his mama. I want to know what his daddy looks like. If his daddy looks like him 20 years ahead, then yeah, let's go get your daddy for me.
Hilarious. How about, oh my God. You know, it is 9:46 p.m. on the East Coast. I don't know what time it is in the middle. But I tell you what, it's 6:46 on the West Coast.
It would be 8:46 Central Time.
There you go. Look at that. She did that for y'all. Now,
I
look,
did.
This is Jake Cole. I need y'all to rise above. I like this young man. Yeah, rise above. Jake Cole, Friday
the
Night
World.
TMI. Hi, man.
Video Live. Right back.
You got to. She had a little daughter with her, it was cold out. She said, I hate this motherfucker, then she rolled out. He ain't answering his phone, she yells, what the fuck? Then told her daughter, buckle up, yeah, that's for safety. She been stressing lately, cause this nigga she done been with for the past 2 years. is not a current reason for her last few tears. She text him, text back. When she see him, she be trying sex him, sex back. His heart be on jet black. She call him, call back. All he say is fall back. Nigga just need his space. So she headed to his place. Cause she just got a call from her homegirl, Rhonda, who said he be creeping, he been fucking with Yolanda. Yolanda? Yeah, girl, Yolanda. Told you he ain't shit, but you ain't listen. I was trying to click. Hung up that phone and hopped right up in that Honda. Headed to his crib, she said she fed up with this shit. Thought this time this was the one, thought I got better at this shit. Picking out Mr. Right, stick it out through the fights and long nights. For what? These niggas is all alike. She gon' set it off, her daughter gon' witness it all tonight. Damn. And you got two. She say she just finished school, could barely pay tuition. Now she teaches 7th grade, trying to make a difference. Hey, but the kids frustrate her, say that they don't listen. Her ass like that, how the fuck they supposed to pay attention? I'm fucking with you, but for real, she say they hopeless. A class full of jokesters, creating all the obstacles. Impossible to focus, little niggas barely read. Try to give them what they need, and they don't even try. One little boy, he caught her eye, cause he looked just like a brother. She be having to call his mother, but she act like she don't care. What father, he ain't here. Now she frustrated, thinking that she just made a mistake of her life. Underpaid, be having a waitress at night. 6 years of college, down the drain. Drinking, trying to drown the pain. Party with a girl, feeling sorry for the world. Cause ain't no hope for the youth. Well, ain't that the truth? When all your role models either rapping or they hoop. Damn. You got two. We got two.
Wow. Rise above. Yes, I'm loving that J. Cole. That's off his new mixtape that he had put out. I'm loving that.
North Carolina representing.
Okay. Now, I think as he gets, you know, more seasoned, he won't have to use as many, you know, pieces of profanity to get his, you know, thing across, but...
He'll grow. He'll grow as an artist. He will.
And I also think, though, because of the content of the song, that... the profanity that's used was warranted because of the situation, the subject matter. And because I mean, I totally felt that whole, you know, that, you know, she's fed up. You know, I don't want my daughter
girl,
to
see Yolanda.
But you know what? I'm about to pop it up. It's about to pop off in here. The baby going to have to see it tonight because I'm sick of this thing. I done been there, baby, years ago when I was younger. Baby, get your stuff. Come on. It's
okay.
Going to pop off in here. Call the cops if you want to. I'm not going to lie. You know what? I do share a lot on the show, right? But I'm not going to lie to y'all. One time, when I was younger, in my mid-20s, I'm not going to say it was my first domestic violence situation, but in my household. And I tell you, we got into it one night. He started it. I called the cops. Guess who they tried to take down?
Of course.
Me.
Of course.
They tried to take, guess why? Because he was bleeding and I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You got to watch those situations, people. In most cases, it won't even be that. It will be... I'm taking both of y'all down. It's not just going to be one of you. So don't be spiteful and think, you know, you're going to start an argument or, you know, you're going to be the one to call the police and get the other, you know, one of you locked up, because it may not work out that way.
Try to work it out,
people. Try to talk it out. It doesn't have to even get to that.
And you would hope so, you know. But this situation, actually, I didn't start it. I really didn't. This young man wanted the keys to my car. I was not giving them up.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, he tried to take them from me, so that's how that popped off.
And if you can't talk it out, do your best just to walk away and defuse the situation that way.
And if he gets too close, pop his ass in the eye.
I ain't say all that. But if you must defend yourself, I do believe in that. Now, we have less than 10 minutes left in the show, and I really want to take some time to, give out our contact information where we're not rushed for it. I feel like, you know, we are trying to reach out to people for music. You know, if you want to have your music played, you're a new artist, you're trying to break yourself, you know, you want to get some feedback about what you're doing, we'd be happy to give it to you. We will definitely play it once, and we're going to be honest about the feedback, so you have to be ready for that too as an artist. It's part of you building yourself. So if you want to send this music, you can send it to me or to TM. My address is hotchocolate757@gmail.com, and Terrence TM's is T like Tom, M like Mary, Hyman, H-Y-M like Mary, A-N like Nancy, radio live at gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram, Regina, R-E-G-I-N like Nancy, A-757. And I'm also on Twitter, Very Hot Chalk.
All right now. Well, I'm just Madam Boston. Google me. I don't know.
I know that's right.
My contact thing, just Google me, and if you already, know me, you know, you can reach out to me. I don't mind. Just don't call me with nothing stupid. I had to change my number. I'm sure I had to change my number. Like, when we first started, I had to, because people were calling me. Just
I'm not giving my personal number out. If you have it, you have it for a reason, but, later on down the line, we'll have business contact numbers where you'll be able to reach them, and they won't have anything to do with our personal number being clogged up or the possibility of us being stalked. But you do want to keep in mind, people, we do have some really, really big things coming up on the horizon, some events that we're going to be broadcasting from live in different cities as TM Hyman Radio Live is national, and we're looking to be international, not just with our listeners, but with us being able to come and broadcast live from your areas and share with the world what you're doing and where you're at and what's popping on your side.
So definitely hit us up. Hit us up at TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com with your music, comments. I already know about the comments about me, and I don't care. You call me what you want to.
We are who we are.
Don't call me late for my medication or my about death. Okay, love me or leave me alone.
And we love her, Madam Boston. We do.
Yes, ma'am. Oh my goodness. So before we get out of here, right, because I want to get with the, the Essence Music Festival.
Yes.
It's coming
July
up.
July 4th, people, July 4th.
You got cruises coming up. The summertime is about to kick in.
Yes.
And
I'm ready.
I don't know about being ready, me per se. I'm not so much ready for the heat.
Me neither.
I feel sorry for myself in the heat sometimes. But I'll pat myself on the shoulder, polo taint.
I'm not a lover of the heat. I'm a lover of the activities that you can do in the heat. You know, water sports, amusement parks, just being outside in general, cookouts, day parties. Shopping, of course, with the ladies. So, yeah, I'm ready to fit all that back into the schedule and break out of this winter shell that we've been in.
Yeah, I gotta find me some send me. Okay, how about this? This is what I need the listeners to do for me, right? I know I ask for some outrageous stuff sometimes, but if you have any suggestions for me to try, some new things for me to try. Like activities that won't kill me, because I can't go to the water park. If I do, I have to go to the baby pool. I can't get on the rides at the at the amusement parks and stuff. So if anybody's out there who's not new to being disabled, hit me up and give me some suggestions, because I'm kind of at a loss. Still trying to figure out what it is that I can do to enjoy myself besides listening to music.
Well, we'll find something for you to do, most definitely.
Well, with that said, I appreciate that too. Thanks, Regina.
No doubt. No, I got you back.
Well, with that said, we got less than a minute left. Look, we're going to check you guys out on Monday. Thank you for rocking with us. I'm going to leave y'all with some Aaliyah and Drake. Enough said. And,
on Monday, we're going to welcome, as a special guest, Pastor Larry Roundtree from the new Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Tampa, Florida. That is his second church, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his journey to the calling of the Lord. Yes, we have church here on TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh,
people,
yes,
don't
do
get it twisted. We
Finally.
Do love the Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen, and let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, y'all.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Love you.
By the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's embarrassing to even bring up these niggas, make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a shit to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy. And I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind. I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to me? Talk about it.
Talk about it.